Hey everybody, it's Jamel from the 720 Podcast.
This is Pablo.
This is HBK.
If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free.
There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer.
Anchor will then distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more.
You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership.
It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place.
So make sure to download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. All right, everybody, welcome back to another 720 Podcast, episode 11. You know what I'm saying?
Sheesh.
You know, those who do celebrate it, you know, happy Cinco de Mayo out there. You know, it's on a Taco Tuesday, you know, LeBron James will be proud. You know, Taco Tuesday. Yes, happy Cinco de Mayo, though. Go ahead, Jamel. Let's get it started, episode 11.
All right, I'm just going to hop right into it. Would you let your girl have a sugar daddy?
All right, so when you... All right, so like...
I just want to say...
That's a lot of consequences that come with that answer. Like, that answer. Like, if you say yeah, to what extent? And if you say no, that's bread.
What were the things we were talking about when we said this?
It was... All right.
I forgot things what more it like, was.
I mean, if she making bread, we making bread. I'm just put it like that.
But if you making bread, we making bread too?
Yeah.
Just making sure, because you know, double standards.
I mean, would it be both of y'all's bread, technically?
I mean, she can do it. I mean, I feel like if I'm letting her, you know, do that. I mean, she is doing a lot of the grunt work.
Hey, bro. Girls are selfish nowadays.
That's what I'm saying. Like, she probably is out here getting some side pieces. He over here buying her the Lexus and stuff.
I don't know if we touched on it last episode or when we did talk about this OnlyFans. If you were in your girl's OnlyFans, and you, like, you know, she getting bread for that. But if she not giving you your cut or anything like that, how you going to feel?
I would feel a little sick right there, man. Exactly, I feel like it's all for nothing, basically.
Yes. Oh, what were we talking about when we said this? It was like an example. I forgot what it was, too.
I think it was like the gold digger situation or something like that.
Oh, I forgot. I don't know. I do not remember. But it was a good conversation.
Yeah.
I forgot what it was, man. But like, what kind of things, though?
I feel like, all right, so I think I would base it based off of, like, what she's doing and stuff like that. Like, she's out here, you know, doing what she got to do, pleasing this old man and everything like that. Then I would feel a little like, But at the same time, I mean, hey, that's bread, bro.
It's like, if... I'd probably be like, yeah, you can have a little sugar daddy. If it was like, he got to be like... 78
old.
Plus.
You gotta be old.
And then like the only thing he wants is like a companion to talk to, and like to rub his back and rub his feet blisters or whatever.
Over. Or like, what if he likes to get dominated?
No,
though,
what if
know?
I think
like talking like pegged.
Bro, y'all better get off me with this pegging.
I think I remember it was. What if he was just buying like her things?
Her like nudes and stuff like that. Like,
no, like her things, like things she wanted.
Yeah,
I think that's what we were talking about.
So wait,
like, she wanted these pair of shoes he bought for her. Just cause.
Then what are you getting?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, there's people like that.
I mean,
right?
Like, I mean, yeah, there's people that do that. I know.
Honestly, I would, cause I'm like, damn, I ain't gotta buy her nothing.
I mean, that does feel right there. But then it gets to the point like, nigga, what I need you for?
But I mean, no, there's
dick,
some.
What
people...
you mean? You gonna get dick from that old nigga? Go ahead, by all means, do your thing.
Old nigga still be getting it in. Y'all tripping.
Better than, so if you 80-year-old man versus a 25-year-old man.
Hey man, say man, you know, like, it all depends, like, cause I mean, I feel like stamina don't just go away like that. Like, as long as you're eating right, you staying healthy, I'm probably gonna be 50 out here, you know, doing what I gotta do, you know.
What about 80?
I think I'm having deja vu.
I'm gonna be
right
doing
now,
what you gotta do, doing what I gotta do, you know.
I swear, I think we already talked about something like this.
What, eight, being
with
80
the old people?
Oh, yeah.
I think so. I don't remember.
Old niggas be getting it in, bro.
I mean, wait. We didn't talk about that before, did we?
That's what I'm saying.
That's
like,
what I'm saying.
Like, you ever wanted to think about something? Like, I'm not saying that people just think about this. Like, you really can't imagine your grandparents still out here, you know, putting in that work like that.
No, I can't. I mean,
but
honestly, I don't have grandparents.
But they do.
They do.
They do.
Or they did.
Do they practice safe sex?
Of course not. What?
I mean,
why'd you practice safe sex at, you know, 80 years old?
What's the point of practicing safe sex?
I mean, I ain't going nowhere. You ain't going nowhere. Ain't like
you imagine being 80 and
having
catching
another kid.
Something? Oh,
like having another kid. That would scare me.
That baby's definitely dying. But
no,
that's kind of fucked up.
That is really fucked up.
If you, as facts, what? If, that's facts.
Nigga, I swear to, like, the oldest pro, I like, I forgot what it was, but I swear it was older people be having babies like that. The babies, yeah, they sometimes don't be making it, but
I mean, all right, have you ever thought about this when, like, when you meet somebody like your age, but their parents are like 60,
like 16, like 70 years old? I'm like, Jesus,
is that
Christ.
Weird?
That's really weird.
That's
to me.
Weird to me. Like, no, fuck, when were you born?
But I mean, they technically weren't that old when they had them, though. Had that child. So I mean, you can't.
I mean,
say
if
that,
they're
like, 20
say,
years ago,
so if they're 60 and like, I'm 18 right now. So 18 years ago, they're 60. They're,
what's the math? Do the math.
Do the math right now.
Yeah, do it.
They are 52.
Is that it? I don't know. I can't really verify.
Hey man,
that.
I ain't no competition,
but
I'm trashing.
I think it's
man.
48, but I mean, I just did
it.
That
might be.
Time.
I think I
said 60 minus.
It might be
48.
I don't think I wanted like
42.
I messed up. Y'all was 52. Yeah, I was 10 more. I was 10.
I tell you, man, the mathematician gonna fry your ass up, bro.
I mean, shit, Paul, you had to use a calculator, buddy.
Oh, I'm to get the answer, bro. I said, hey, I said 48.
Damn.
I was just doing, you know, I usually
get
it right.
That is a little too old to be trying to have a kid.
42.
I just really feel like 42 is like really, really late to be conceiving kids anyway. So, I mean, I'm, like, real talk, I'm trying to have my kids by at least, like, already, like, kind of fully grown-ish, at least around, like, 35. 35, I'll stop.
What?
Yeah, I mean, like, that's kinda, like, on some mama stuff.
Like, she's got a decent amount. Like, all of us are, like, old, though. Like, I ain't even gonna cap with you. Like, by the time she turns, like, stupid old, like, I mean, fucking Maya be old enough, like, you know, to be, like, our age.
Oh, yeah, Maya.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know,
35? I'm probably going to, because I feel like I'm going to want a decent amount of kids, no cap.
So, like, that's when you're going to stop having kids, 35?
No. Like, I'm not going to have, like, you know, like, that's the latest I'll try to conceive a kid.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I feel like,
I'm trying to have kids, like, when I'm young. Not, like, right now type shit, but, like in my 20s.
Like, 20, 25, 25.
If I say 40, would I not be contradicting myself?
Technically,
so,
basically.
Whenever your kid's 20, you're gonna be 60.
I mean, I'm not even gonna cap. I don't know what it is about, like, I don't even know if I wanna say that.
I just don't want my kids beat my ass, man. Like, I don't wanna get all old and crappy and my kids,
like,
just feel like I just feel like I'm gonna raise some assholes, man. Just,
oh yeah,
like,
I'm gonna raise some dickheads.
And they gonna like, oh, we gonna put this nigga in a nursing home. We gonna get that pension.
I'm kicking my nigga, my little kids out. I'm not even gonna try to.
That's
put me
what I said.
Home.
Ain't gonna be like, man. I dare my kids. But if I got dementia, but let me go crazy.
What if they were, like, you heard them planning?
Like planning, I'm like, what
the plot
hell?
Against you, though. Like
we're going to kill this old nigga, bro.
Like,
we're going to get this money. We're going to have to get this
something
bread.
Something like
dude.
That. But
like, what
did
I do to y'all? Like, what the fuck? I got niggas at home? What the fuck?
Like, what if, like, they were just evil like that?
Just evil like that. Just like, man, we're going to have to get this nigga out of here, bro.
The technology,
like, that's what I said, bro. You got to watch how you treating these kids, man. These kids are assholes.
I mean, some kids just like.
But they're your kids.
My kids.
It's society, bro. You don't raise your kid, bro. The world does.
Yeah, you know Tommy from across the street?
Yeah,
he got
man.
All the money.
Nigga, what?
Something like that.
Oh, nigga, we got sidetracked like hell, bro. So, sugar daddy? Yes.
Oh,
no?
Damn.
Fuck, did we go from.
I always forget about this, man.
Damn, I forgot about. Yeah. I mean, to an extent. That's my answer.
I guess, to an extent, yeah.
Is she fucking? She fucking.
No. Not that one.
That's 80 years old, man. What kind of competition I got?
I'm just saying, like, I feel like,
what if
she,
what
would,
kind of,
well,
like,
she got
not,
pregnant?
She would, like, if
oh
she,
man, that'd be wild.
That's what I'm saying, because she can get pregnant.
Nigga, I would hope that my girl have at least have enough respect
but
to wear
protection.
But you did
say, man, the old people don't wear enough protection, man.
I mean, honestly,
what's the need? Like, can you see if an old ass man put on a condom?
It's a real talk, bro. You really think I'm out here busting blanks? I'm here busting blanks, but what you think I'm really about to be doing? Come on, man, just let me hit raw.
Like, what if you were waiting in the car while this was happening?
Dude. That'd be fucked up, man. I'd be like, damn. Right. I would never, like, I never want to be that.
That's
nigga
a simp move.
That's
bro.
A simp move.
That's a simp move. Waiting in the car with your girl getting dicked down.
Oh,
that's a simp move. Bro.
That is such a simp move right like, there.
Nigga, you might as well throw the whole girl away.
Oh man,
throw the whole day away, nigga. What the fuck?
This.
Go back home and try again. That shit was terrible.
And I guess we might as well just move into this other thing since we're talking about simps right now, man. Is paying for OnlyFans a simp move?
OnlyFans?
I consider it I know this was the time. I consider it being a simp move when.
Oh my gosh!
If you know the girl.
I think that makes it less of a simp move.
No,
I think that's what he was saying.
Imagine you being good friends with, like, I don't know, like a college and she was like, "All right, I'm about to start my OnlyFans. Y'all come out here and support." I'm like,
all right. So people, again, here's what I'm thinking about when I'm thinking about people that I know doing OnlyFans. Okay, so I probably went to school with you to sign up there. I've probably seen your nudes 2 times at least.
Mm-hmm.
So if I've already seen your full body naked,
you wouldn't be paying.
I wouldn't be paying for it.
But what if it's someone that you never thought would ever?
Like, it would have to be like, so I'm talking like, she had to be like the nerdiest, like quietest girl. Like, I'm talking about in the back of the class. I'm talking, she had to put like pussy lips on camera for me to buy it.
$1,000.
I'm like,
whoa.
I'm just scrolling down Twitter. I just see her face. I'm like, what? When did she start doing this type shit? No, I thought she was a good girl. She was a valedictorian.
Oop. So then you would pay.
Well, yeah, probably.
All right. So it all depends. Like, you would never catch me paying $20-something for somebody's OnlyFans.
No, that's ridiculous.
Honestly, I catch up with the deal when they be like, oh, $5.99 for the first like 20 people to go and subscribe to my OnlyFans.
Man, I seen some girls out there lowballing like a motherfucker.
That's what I'm saying. Like, hey,
I seen one for $3, bro.
But you think the content's good though?
If the content's good, I think OnlyFans is not a sim move. Not unless you're in the comments trying to mack, hey, bro, let me be next.
Oh, God.
If you ain't like, that's simping, bro. That's simping right there.
Bro, like, damn, buy the thing. You already bought it. Okay. I mean, I'm out here. Get your nut and leave. Like, you ain't got to chat, bro. Man. Get your nut and leave.
So what if, like, you did pay, what's the max you would pay for OnlyFans?
15.
You paid $15 for this person's OnlyFans.
Mm-hmm.
Like, could you see the post on there? Like, how many posts they have?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It says
300 posts.
Oh, yeah. I'm in
there. You click on it, and it was just, like, her Instagram. Like,
oh, that'd be wild.
Like, that's pictures
of... I was just about to say that.
People do be finessing like
girls
that.
Usually, that's another reason. If you just purchasing OnlyFans just to watch her twerk, maybe an occasional naked twerk every here and there.
But that's the thing. You don't know until you actually click on the OnlyFans. That's like, there has no.
So you got to pay for it.
You had to pay for it. Then you get to see like everything that's on there.
I wouldn't do that. See, look. That's why. Look, go on Twitter. They got it everywhere. They got girls promoting it. Like, they be like.
But I mean, like, crazy. Only way I'll even do it is if you dropping like, you know, previews. You dropping previews, and I mean, it's previews. Like, them previews are like that.
Yeah, that's what you gotta do. You gotta promote it, bro, because you can't just, like, you can't expect me to go fucking Ray Charles and just try to, like,
just all man, like, oh,
now let me see what's up in
this
here.
This is who's on here.
Fucking 5 posts.
Ray Charles? Isn't he blind?
That's what I'm saying. You can't, like, you can't expect me to come in there blind. Like, you can't expect me to, like, without seeing anything, you can't expect me to come in there Ray Charles.
Yeah, that's understandable. I mean, because you wouldn't catch me right there. Like, I mean, hey, that's simple like that. Yeah, I would like, never do that.
That's like walking into a random building. It, like, you gotta pay $5 for
it. What the fuck?
Yeah, the entrance.
It's a random blank building. It's a dude out there with glasses, all black suit. He's like, $5. Puts his hands up. You give him $5, you go in there and get raped.
Nigga, what? Paying $5 for your own demise?
Exactly. Because you don't know, because you went in there blind.
You went in there, Ray Charles.
Yeah, I mean, but so you have seen that situation happen?
Where, like, somebody get raped?
No, what?
Oh, you talking about,
so
like...
you go into OnlyFans and it's just, like, pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it, like, all right. So, it'll tell you photos and it'll tell you posts. And it'll tell... I swear it tells you videos, too.
Yeah, it'll tell you videos, like,
but, like,
pictures,
I mean, you just got a bunch of twerk videos on there. I ain't with that, man.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
I ain't with that. I got to see some hardcore action, you know?
I got to see you, like, putting a whole pole in your vagina, like... Not that. I'm just playing.
So what if you did? You bought one. It was like gore videos.
Oh man, I'd be fucking pissed off, bro. I'm like, man, what dickhead?
You can't get your money back.
Can't get my money back either, bro. It's like, I swear, it's like a no refund policy. It's fucked up.
Yeah, you can cancel.
I hate places to have that, man. I like the porn sites, but no refund. Bitch, man. Especially if I canceled it, like, all right. So the porn websites, they have it where, like, you have to, like, email them, and I don't want to email nobody like that.
I'm like, bro, your shit is trash, bro. Get my fucking bread back.
Oh, no. I mean, they give you unlimited downloads and everything like that. Honestly, I scheme about it. I get the little 2-day trial and just download all the videos.
It's funny as hell because they like, if you want to cancel it sometimes, like, they'll make you call up there. And, like, they got to read what you bought and shit.
He's like, bro, I'm trying to cancel the. Like, hey, what are you trying to cancel? I'm trying to cancel the big booty freaks. 36, 9.
Like, sir, it looks like you bought Big Booty Freaks 3, 9, and 5, actually.
And it's like, bro, can you, like, chill out?
It's like, oh, I apologize, sir.
Oliver. It's like, midget porn bonanza.
Cirque du Soleil, unrated.
Oh, was like, nigga, what?
That shit crazy.
That is, man. I was like, that shouldn't be right, man. You can't just out somebody like that.
So you always think there should be an option, just cancel subscription.
It's simple as that.
I mean, some places do have that, but when it doesn't come to like just a button, that's ridiculous.
Like, call this number if you don't want to do it. But I swear it's like an automated, you know, voice message.
You know why they do
system.
That, bro?
Why?
Bro, the FBI are gonna be listening. But look, Pete, again, the reason why they make you do all that is so like you can prolong the cancellation process. So like, when that month come around, they take it right off your card.
That's the worst, man. It's worse to be paying for OnlyFans. Think you can't because like, worst, bro. I don't even want to get into that, man.
It's not just OnlyFans. Don't get it twisted. It's like everybody, like,
man.
You probably bought something you didn't even know. You forgot you bought it, or you had like a subscription and some shit. All of a sudden, then that month come around, it's like, so and so, your bank. What's going on, buddy? Like,
what? Yeah, that's like the worst thing. You gotta read
$20,000 to the bank.
It's like, what's going on, buddy? It's not like you.
That's why I say you gonna do that stuff, man. You gotta get PayPal or something like that. You can't be doing that.
You about to get a sponsorship from PayPal?
Hey, man.
If you're listening, bro, hey, I switched you. I got an account. Just let me know.
Nigga, I've been at an account. I've been using PayPal a lot lately.
Man, I don't need nobody to use PayPal. That shit crazy. Well,
so, OnlyFans, cent move, no cent move.
Oh, damn. I don't know. You go first.
In my opinion. Alright, so it's not if it's like, you know, if it's a good fan, if it's a good OnlyFans and like it's like a popular model up there, it's not a sin move. But like you said, if you go in the comments texting this and third or hit them up,
trying to hit them up and trying to email
like
and stuff like trying to set up
that's a sin move.
So if it was a popular person like I guess Tina Trump again.
Ooh wee.
Couldn't you just go on any other website and just find
something? They don't got that premium.
Like, is
content.
It crazy? Is it different?
It's different.
It's niggas that literally will screen like go and just buy it and screenshot it for the bros, bro, and just give it to everybody, man. And people that do that, man, bless y'all souls, bro.
Please, because like no, what you gotta think, man. It's like it's crazy because sometimes you look up a porn star or some shit or like somebody that has OnlyFans, and it's like you look on the internet and it's nothing. It's just fucking desert Sahara, it's just trash.
Get rid of them, man. Once they see you, but like I don't know what they got, bro. But like
no,
they
have
delete
like
that
a
shit
copyright
right
type
yeah,
of
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, they had them copywriters, but they would delete that shit so fucking fast. I remember I watched this one video, shit was crazy. I went back next week, shit was gone. I was like, bro,
sucks, man. That's why I said like I ain't gonna lie to you, man. Y'all need to start just downloading y'all videos, bro.
Hey, bro.
Downloading
for safe keys. That's why I want two phones, bro. I want a porn phone, bro. Just straight porn.
Get a straight droid.
I like lock it away and like nobody can find it. It's like,
got
like
a safe padlock.
Oh god, I got all my masturbation equipment with it, like Vaseline, Jergens and shit.
You nigga jack off with Vaseline?
People do. I'm just saying that's
nigga.
A
that's the most uncomfortable because I swear.
Thank you, bro.
Vaseline is like oil to me.
That's what I'm saying. People were like, oh no, it's not even that bad. Why do people do that?
Honestly, man, fuck this OnlyFans shit. We want to get into the best beat me lotions, man. Because
top 10.
I disagree, man. Jergens got
top
10.
Jerky?
Jerkins?
You gotta get something that's also gonna make your meat still smell good and everything like
Jerkins
that too.
What's Jerkins?
Jerkins? The lotion brand?
Say Jerkins.
I don't know. I use, what's it called?
Honestly, nigga, we might need to make
that
right there.
What's that thing called?
Family Dollar brand?
No, it's some actually expensive brand. I forgot what it is.
Say what? Like, okay, what you use?
I use Palmer's cocoa butter.
I think it starts with an A. I don't know.
Apricot?
I don't know. I'm gonna find it and then I'll let y'all know.
But yeah, no, you gotta get something that's gonna make you, like, you know, that's gonna smell good afterwards, too, man. Because I ain't gonna lie to you, man. I don't know, lotion periods is a messy process. I'm over a dry type of guy.
Yeah,
you know?
You don't use lotion.
I'm over a dry type of guy. Because I don't know, it's too messy, bro. And then you just, like, I got a big stomach and stuff, too, yeah. So I just wipe it all on my stomach, something like that.
I feel like, I don't know, my hands just get real, like, weird after a while. Because, like, all that just, like, clammy, constant.
Bro.
It's, like, clammy. It's all that constant movement.
Moist.
And it's just, like, lotion.
Lotion.
I'm sorry. Like, apparently, you're not supposed to use baby oil.
This bottle.
Oh, that shit.
What was that? $25.
That's that weird.
$25 bottle of lotion.
Yeah, that's what.
That's that. That's that weird shit. It tastes nasty.
Nigga, you be tasting your lotion?
It was back when I was a kid.
I used to think the Parma's cocoa butter actually tasted like something
bruh,
good.
If yeah, bro.
It is one lotion that tastes good.
I know some kids, I know some people out there have done this, bro. When you was a kid, you would eat lotion. Not like all the time, not like with a spoon or nothing, but like, you know, put it on your finger and lick it type shit.
Bro, I don't know what the hell you're talking
because
about.
Because it tastes like cocoa butter,
bro. I don't want to admit, like, right? Like, I ain't no nasty nigga, nothing like that, but I was a little kid, so I used to watch Rugrats all the time. They used to always eat bugs and
that's
shit.
That's what I'm saying.
I used to eat ants, like, all the fucking time. No,
I never did that.
Never, ever.
What? My dad said I used to eat flies too, bro.
I used to play with ants. I used to let them bite my fingers and shit.
The craziest thing is I did. I put one of those batteries on my tongue, man.
Oh yeah, it feels like everybody. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I was a crazy fucking little kid, man. I was a fucking little psycho. I was really out here just eating bugs because I would see it on TV.
The only thing I did was pick up the granddaddy long legs. That's it.
We used to torture them shits. Like we were fucked up kids, man. Now thinking back to it, bro. We used to like torture bugs and stuff like that. Like we would light like. Worms on fire.
You play God with them?
Yeah.
Basically.
We did some experiments.
We dissected.
Dissected them and shit like that. Even when we got those fish and stuff like that. Fucked up.
You bought fish?
No, peep game. So we went camping one time. Like we caught. I think was you a part of this one?
Nah.
Yeah, it was me and my other brother Tommy. Freaking, we had caught a fish. Now we took it home. We was like, we wanted to keep it at first. All right, so it's a fucked up story. So we come home, we put it in the sink, we like run water for it and everything. We didn't know how to take care of a fucking fish. So anyway, so he put him in the water, he was straight a little bit, he like swam around and like he hit the fuck out the side of the like of the sink. like face first. So like he like just like went brain dead, he just stopped going and shit. So I was like, what the fuck going on? So basically me and Tommy just took him outside and I was like, damn, we gotta make sure he's dead. So like, I got a knife and like I stabbed him.
So y'all trying to kill him?
Like, cause he was basically he couldn't do nothing. Like we kept him in the water for a little bit. He was not moving at all.
That's fucking scary.
And I was like, cause I was like, he must have hit the hell out of the side of that sink because he was like ding and like stopped moving.
Floated like, upside down and shit.
That's crazy because like I was saying something like that like a while ago about people who catch fish and then like just slam them on the ground.
Nigga, that's crazy, bro. You got
torches. I don't know.
The crab should be kind of OD too, man. Like, are you smashing about, like, the crab, smashing a crab with a rock or something like that?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, that's like
cool. Would it be a live crab?
Just imagine somebody beating you in the head with a rock. It's not gonna kill you that fast.
You gotta think about it. Like,
it's a knife. You need a knife, man.
Yeah.
Wait, is a live crab? They smash it with a rock.
Yeah.
No, that's like, I mean, they do. It's just like, that's like on, like on the islands.
Yeah, it's like, man. If you like, you remember the guy, we was watching the video with the guy catching like the
crabs.
Yeah, the what was it? Like rock crabs or something like that?
Yeah, it was rock crabs.
Just smashed it with a rock.
He didn't show it though, man.
Didn't show it, but I mean, hey, they be demonetizing people like that, bro.
I feel like
you should always want to know the proper ways, you know, of dispatching, so it's like harmless, like not that painful to the animal.
Y'all know that YouTube channel I put y'all on to?
Which one?
With the lobsters and shit. They be like cutting lobsters down.
I think I swear I put y'all niggas on that.
I found that somewhere else.
Nah, I guess we all came together. We all seen it at our own times. Point blank period. Let's leave it at that. But yeah, so like, y'all be on that channel.
Mm-hmm.
You remember the frog one? He did.
Oh, dude, that was fucked up. He fucked that thing up, man.
He cut it and cut the nigga's face in half.
There's so much like goo coming out. Man.
It was blood, nigga. That was blood. He got that nigga face in half. He was like, nah. he put it straight in the ice water.
I was like, bro, it still was like twitching out and stuff, man. I think that's a real fucked up way to go right there. Because, I mean, I'm pretty sure it died on impact, but like.
Is it the most humane way?
I feel like it's a more humane way to, like, you know. Right,
I mean,
there.
I think
it's better than just getting thrown in some boiling water right there.
In that instant, like, isn't that like what he like? What
yeah,
they
yeah,
do?
Yeah, it was in the brain.
Kills
basically.
The brain. Yeah,
yeah.
Basically, if your brain goes out, you're not gonna be like, it's not gonna like reflect all the pain receptors and everything. Like
and the
that,
rest man. Of the things like the twitches and all that's the nerves.
Yeah,
I was talking with my friends the other day. You know how like people eat like crab legs with fucking
frog legs
and shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They said like. Well, he basically if you pour salt on a frog leg,
it'll twitch.
Yeah, like, no matter if it's cooked or not, it's gonna twitch because like the nerves and the shit.
That's crazy.
Is that fact?
Yeah, you like skin it, put some salt on there. Yeah,
it'll make it twitch.
I mean, I've had a frog leg before. Like,
it tastes like chicken.
Yeah.
That's what. Yeah, it's, I mean, I ain't never had it before. People said it tastes like chicken, but
it's good, man.
You know,
frog legs are really good.
Yeah,
what's another crazy food like that? Like,
How do we get from this to the same thing?
Let's keep it going. I heard octopus tentacles was good.
Nah, man. I can't eat. Do you know there's one thing? There's one thing that every single time I go ahead.
Isn't that just calamari?
No, hate calamari, bro.
Calamari is fire.
That shit is so trash.
Yeah, tentacles are different. It's like the actual octopus, right? It's just like
I just feel like I choke on that shit, man. Because they're things they can still like attach to your throat and shit.
Yeah, yeah, like.
Wait, calamari is squid.
Yeah, no, calamari is like baby squid.
Y'all sure about that?
I think it's baby octopus.
I feel like it's chopped up regular stuff. Ain't no telling now.
Yeah, fried calamari. That's like it's baby octopus. I swear it is. It's more like if I'm wrong, but
hold up. I mean, like I know, like the craziest thing I've probably seen people eat, like pig feet. Pig feet is real crazy. Chicken feet. Oh, cow tongue. I still want to get that cow tongue quesadilla.
Cow tongue's not bad.
It's not bad. I feel like it tastes just like steak.
It does.
Hey, man. Say, man.
I mean, I didn't think it was that weird when people were saying it like that, but I could see it being weird, but it's not.
But I mean, the weirdest thing. You got to be open to the variety of what you're trying to eat.
Baby squid?
Yeah, squid.
Baby squid or squid?
Let me see.
I mean, it's still squid. I thought it was an octopus.
No, it's squid. I had found it was squid. What?
Calamari.
Yeah, isn't squid? Squids are smaller than octopuses, right?
Yeah, squids is
least. Well, yes, squid. I guess, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's like a long.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like a. But people know what a squid look like. I ain't even finna explain what it look like.
Yeah, but I definitely. Could you eat some pickled pig feet?
I've never have, and I don't think I am going to.
Hey, man, say, man.
I've seen people eat chicken feet too, but I'm not that fond of it either.
And I don't want some calamari. Thank you.
Calamari is so fucking disgusting, bro.
Have you ate octopus before?
Yeah.
Is it not the same?
It's the same a little bit. Like, I mean, dipping a little sauce and stuff like that.
You're asking me?
Yeah.
No, I haven't had octopus before.
Fucking nasty, bro. Couldn't do it.
Calamari. Like, I wouldn't eat it just cause, but I mean, I tried it. I got to be really wanting some fish sandwich or something now.
Some
exotic shit?
Not exotic, but I mean, I feel like everybody should be open to eating exotic food.
On a two buns?
I can't eat any seafood. Any shellfish. Let me correct that.
We're going to get into this.
I'm going to send you, Paolo, because of that.
I swear I had this dream you eating crab legs.
Nah.
He's like, fuck this. This shit's too good to mess up.
You walk into his room and he's just like... you caught me.
I'm gonna send you a video, Pablo, after this about it's just like straight shellfish and like how you like cook it. You gonna like it, and like everything in that video, I can't eat. Just like
that's crazy, man. I really want to have a mukbang, man. Like
I don't want people to lick my mouth while I'm eating.
Yeah. Look at your mouth. Yeah, because I feel like I'm like a big. Yeah, I feel like I do chew wild as hell.
Is that something you're like self conscious about?
No. I mean, I used to be really self-conscious when I used to eat in front of people, but now it's like, what the fuck, whatever.
I don't think I'm self-conscious about like stuff being on my face.
Yeah, like, and then people not telling me about it.
Like stuff in my hair.
Like I got a hole in my pants and people aren't telling me about it. That's what I'm saying. That's some dickhead stuff right there.
Like, I look ridiculous. Like, why don't you just tell me this, man?
My whole ass cheek is out, man.
That's what I'm saying.
Bending over, man. You can see the back of my balls.
Oh, man.
So y'all don't care about like the way people eat sometimes?
All right, so like if I'm with somebody and they're just smacking and like they're kind of not noticing, I'll probably like look at them like, hey, like chill out a little bit. But I mean, it's not that big to me.
But you don't care.
I don't care. No. I mean, because you're gonna eat how you eat. I mean, shit.
What if you're doing it and the person like with you does care?
Yeah, I'd rather for them to tell me.
I mean, tell me.
But like then, right, like,
just don't be rude about it. Tell me definitely.
But you're in a car, like,
with a lot of people, just them,
just you and her.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's no. Yeah, I couldn't do it. I probably would. I would notice that. Usually, I notice. I pick up on that type of stuff.
Hey, bro. Sometimes you can't help it, bro. That shit. I could just see
AJ doing something.
Like, just start smacking.
Man, bro, just gets out the car, just eats.
I also don't like when people mouth breathe. Mouth breathe is disgusting, bro. Doesn't it mess you up?
Yeah, niggas be sounding like they.
Niggas
dying,
do be sound like, no, it'd be like they.
But do you do it when you sleep?
No. Breathe from the fucking neck.
I'm getting tired. I don't snore anything. I swear I don't. I might, but I don't know.
I don't snore.
I was like, I need somebody to record me while I'm sleeping.
Chill.
You guys be dying, bro.
Kevin, that would be shaking the whole house.
What the?
gone. Fucking gone, bro. But that's how you know you sleeping good, man. But I'm just like, I just
so wait a minute. Let's say a person that knew me for like a couple years, planning to kill me in my sleep. They walked in the room, they walked out, and like they stopped hearing my snoring. Think they'll know that I'm awake? Oh God.
Oh, God.
He just turns around.
He's standing behind us. What you doing?
He's like, I know you're awake. Oh.
You just try to face Nora and shit. Oh, man. That's how I beat up, bro.
Yeah, like, you try to face sleep.
Try to face sleep. Like, because I used to back in the day, he's like,
you don't know how you
sleep. I know your ass ain't sleep.
Like, because you don't know how, because you don't know how you sleep. Only be like,
yeah, like they know, like, they especially because I feel like somebody's coming to kill you. They've been expecting you for like a little bit. They've been like, yeah, this is how this nigga be sleeping like that.
Oh, yeah. If they know you, yeah. But like, if it was like some random.
So nigga. If it was like, y'all, you definitely know?
Yeah, like, this nigga's not sleep. He's awake.
You know, I mean, yeah, because I walk in here all the time. I'm like, yeah, because I'll be hearing AJ. I be hearing him and stuff like that. He'd be on the phone or something like that. And I'd be like, bro. And then he'd try to face like he's sleeping shit. I'm like, fuck. I was like, this nigga was like, just up. I just heard this nigga. Ain't no way nobody. Like, you can't possibly go to sleep in like 3.5 seconds.
I've seen people go to sleep in like 5 seconds.
That's where we know somebody that goes to sleep like that.
Jehovah?
That yeah, way. Josh. That nigga do. If he lay down, bro, it's over.
Yeah. Oh, man.
He gets sleep.
So many occasions.
I just don't like, dude, I can't sleep. Like, I don't know how people used to sleep on a. I used to sleep on a bus like OD all the time, bro. I don't know how I used to do it. Like my head just be banging up against the thing and shit.
Oh, no. Well, I used to get gone on the bus.
I don't know,
in the morning.
In the morning.
In the morning,
yeah.
I lay my head.
Especially like before then, I used to go to sleep all the time on the bus.
I swear, in elementary school, it was like dark as fuck outside.
It was. Yeah. It was dumb dark, man. Because like it's still like.
And it came in like 5.
It did come dumb. And, like, I don't know how the hell used to ride the bus for that shit. Morning. That shit's ridiculous.
Yeah, but let's talk about people who sleep in jeans, man.
Nigga, I feel like I can't stand a motherfucker that was sleeping all their fucking clothes, bro.
It would have
like
to
with
be
the whole jacket,
the
on
whole
too?
Jacket, sweatshirt, and anything, bro. That's hey, like, that's up. Weird.
I sleep with hoodies.
I mean, that's understandable, but I mean, at least you'll be in some shorts or something like that.
Oh,
but
jean
like,
jacket. That's not.
If you're in a whole going outfit and you just going to sleep, bro, like you can't do that. And it's like nighttime. It's like you're staying at night somewhere too. It's not like you're going anywhere else.
Like they had their shoes on.
It makes me feel like it's either one or two things. Either you're gonna kill me in my sleep or something like that. You're gonna get gone. Or two, I guess you just prepare for anything type shit.
Wake up, the house is on fire.
You ain't gotta put on anything else. You just hops up and
grabs
just fucking
buffet.
Just grabs
you think we had a party? All right,
bro, we're gonna get gone.
I think he's just going to sleep and everything.
I can't do it, bro. I be doing that shit all the time, bro.
Yeah, he does.
And man, it's scary. I don't like. I hate when people sleep in all their clothes.
I mean, I've done it before. I'm not even gonna care. Like I've never done it before, but it was like on accident type shit. It's like I'm like, you know, it's been a long day. I come home. I'm chilling in the bed, lights still on and everything, and I just.
I don't know how people sleep with their lights on, bro. That's some crazy shit too.
You can sleep, bro. If you're laying down like completely submerged under your cover, and like it's nighttime. And like you just leave your lights on.
Damn.
That shit scared me.
I mean, I've done it a plethora of times. Just
yeah,
like,
I have too. I don't know how,
it, bro. Like I wake up and I feel so distraught. Like you ever like ate a good ass meal and like fell asleep and then all of a sudden you woke up and like the lights are on still on you. Like what the fuck? These are all distraught and shit.
I mean, that's like you went to sleep and you know you went to sleep type shit.
Yeah, like nigga. All right, so it used to be times when I was like younger and everything like that. You ever been in a car? You fall asleep in a car and all of a sudden you wake up in your bed.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know how the fuck you got in your bed. Because, nigga, I've been a big boy since, like, a jit. Hey. So, I know damn well my dad didn't just pick me up and take me to my bed.
That used to happen to me when I was in the living room, and I used to fall asleep on the couch. I'd wake up in jeans, like, in my bed and
nigga,
stuff.
That's terrifying.
And I'm like who's bro, picking who, me who's up, picking bro? Me up?
It's like, this nigga God just, good night, my little angel.
That's what I was thinking. But, like, the same thing happened to me, but backwards. Like I went to sleep in my bed.
I woke up in the car. Nigga, that.
Oh, what?
Like no cap. Like,
that sounds like some
bro,
kidnapping
no.
shit.
I thought he was about to say like he fell asleep with all his clothes on. He woke up with no clothes.
Oh my god. He'd wake up ass naked.
Dude, that shit will
fuck me up. Imagine going to sleep and waking up and like your hands are tied behind your back. Your ass is tooted up, man. You got. You can feel your booty hole is just a little bit greasy.
Hold up, bro. Imagine going to sleep like now inside the living room when you waking up in your bed. Like who's
like now,
picking
like,
you
like
right
that's
now?
What I'm
like
that's
what
right now,
yeah.
Like grown man. Like
who do you think?
Man,
I swear, I feel like you need at least three people to pick me up, man.
Oh man,
like just dead weight.
And who's gonna like without you noticing?
Not to be noticing. Like, I'd rather for somebody to tap me up, hey, Jamil, get up. Like you picking me up and taking me to my bed. That's like, fucking scary.
Fucking just put you on your shoulders.
Like, I was like, I'm gonna have to watch out for that motherfucker.
What if you saw? What if it was like Megan?
Oh man,
you saw her picking you up. Like you woke up.
Woke
you,
up and just, in her arms. I'm looking up at her like, what the fuck?
I mean, damn. Like, that'd freak you out.
That'd freak me out, bro. Yeah. Shh. Go to sleep. Man. I'm just went right back to sleep. Couldn't do it, bro. That's some scary shit right there. What's some other shit that used to happen when you was a J and you was like, damn, how the fuck that shit used to even happen?
Motherfucking. So, like, back when I ain't know the workings of a house and shit, and, like, how the air conditioner would come on.
What the fuck?
That, yeah, it'll make that big ass. Outside the house,
what
shit,
the
bro.
What the hell?
Man, first time I heard that shit, I cried.
No, you know what other thing that's been like, you know, freaking me out too. Like I didn't know like the, I never used to know. All right, you know the sound that like a fire alarm makes, like the.
Oh yeah,
like it ran like bro, yeah. I never used to like notice that. I was like, well, what the fuck is that? Where is that shit coming from, bro?
Yeah, I always try to like listen out for. I like stop at the hallway. It's like, what the fuck is that shit coming from?
This is like the chirping.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, like when like the battery's low or some shit.
Shit's ridiculous.
It was weird.
Why do people never change their batteries?
I don't know.
Is that what it's called?
It's like,
that's
yeah,
what it is.
You
it's
just
like,
need to change the battery. It means it's dying.
Damn.
I'm like, it happens. It's like at everybody's house. Like,
but like, what do you got? All right, so what are you in a house? You got high ass ceilings. Am I going to pay somebody to come in there and do that
what
shit?
What are you doing?
Oh,
yourself?
You talking about like
yeah, you got to get a ladder.
Shit, like we had like some big old type ceiling.
Like 14 foot ceilings?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got a ladder or something.
Yeah, that's scary. I don't think I can go up that high, man.
Yeah, I know.
Afraid of heights. Pass out.
But I mean, I had a thing, but it wasn't like I was always, I don't know, it was weird. It was like, I remember we used to go to like Walmart at night.
Mm-hmm.
I swear it wasn't even that late, like 8 o'clock type.
Yeah.
And it'd be dark outside, right?
Yeah.
I just remember coming back from Walmart, we used to take the highway all the time. And in Ashboro or Renaman, it's not like a highway that has like lights on there, it's just a dark highway. So I don't know why I always used to be scared. Like I locked my door because I thought someone was gonna just run out the woods, like
what the
like
fuck?
That, like that fast, and just open the. Could you, like,
just, would that, the baby snatcher or something
like
that?
Like would that fuck you up?
Dude, that fuck me up. Like,
like
started running and shit. That'd be fucking scary as hell.
That shit just scared the fuck out of me, bro. Like, just like pulling on the door.
Just
like,
on the door. Let me in.
Yeah, like, what would happen?
I don't know what the fuck I would do,
I'm
man.
Like, nigga, I'm going like 60. What the fuck?
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, what are you?
Someone keeping up that?
It's coming up that fast, man. Like, at a parked car, somebody takes you out that parked car and puts you in a van.
Oh, man.
That shit really be happening to niggas, though.
Just grabbing.
It's like, snatch and grab.
Y'all seen that monkey take that little girl?
Oh,
he was dragging him.
You see the other video I sent you?
Yeah, I seen that shit on Instagram. That shit was crazy, nigga. He was driving. He like got off that bitch.
I was like, bro, that monkey was strong. That was a small monkey, bro.
That was a small monkey.
That monkey was strong as hell.
He was dragging that baby on her face. That shit was crazy.
That was crazy, nigga. You see the part two of it?
Yeah, the part two. Man, he was like riding down. It's a dude that's controlling the monkey, bro. I swear to God, it's like because like the bike got a long ass string. So he'll let it go, and then like it go fast as hell. And nigga, that monkey get off real fast, ditch it. It hit the shit out that boy. The bike flipped and hit that nigga in the legs. He fell over and like he was on some shit. I was like, God damn,
bro,
that monkey's ruthless.
They said that nigga's 2-0.
I seen that nigga Twitter. He was like, oh, a little collision type shit. I'm like, what do you mean a little collision?
What the fuck?
Hit the shit out that kid.
Fucking people up, man.
I did have something else though, but it wasn't that big. Have you ever thought like when you were little, like. The moon was swallowing you?
Yeah.
Well, you ever, like, try to, like, you know, you were going somewhere, and, like, the moon was always, like...
It was right there.
It's always there.
That's so crazy, man. Did you used to, like... I used to think as a child and everything like that. Boy, do I miss innocence.
Innocence. Yeah. I ain't never been innocent.
But that's all I had to say.
Hey, man. Say, man. All right, man. I guess we're on to the next topic. If your wife or girlfriend died... Like, with your wife or girlfriend from a long time died, how long should you wait to go ahead and move on?
Because
I was thinking about Kobe Bryant's wife and everything like that, RIP Kobe. I was like, how long, like, would she have to wait before she tries to, you know, move on?
All right, so, for her, in her situation?
I feel like she can't move on.
Publicly, no, she can't. But like personally, if she feels like she's ready, that's her decision. But yeah. Nah, she's gonna get slammed.
Slammed, bro. If he did it like next couple months, I don't think she would do that, bro.
Yeah, she wouldn't do it. Yeah, she would definitely. Niggas would be like, oh, what a bitch.
You think you have to depend on the relationship y'all had?
Yeah, nigga, he was with her for years.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it depends like how strong the bond was and how long you guys were together.
But if you said girlfriend too, so what if it was your girlfriend?
So like, all right, so you like damn
girlfriend 6 months, depending on like girlfriend of 5 years. I was watching Insecure and like they were together for 5 years and they still not really over each other.
I mean,
you ever heard the thing? It was like right person, wrong time.
So you think? Yeah. So you think it depends on how long the relationship was?
I think it's the bond. I think it's the bond for real.
Because like I said, if you really got a bond with somebody, that'll never be broken. No matter what happens in a relationship, you really fuck with somebody like that, I mean, y'all always gonna find y'all way back to each other.
I could see that.
Because I know niggas have been in relationships for like a couple of days, and they was stuck on her for months after they broke up.
Yeah, that's how it be, man. Like, so that, like right person, wrong time.
I can't believe she did this to me. Crying and shit. I'm like, bro, why are you crying? I dated for like 2 days, bro.
But I mean, I'm thinking like for a wife, I'm thinking at least 3 years, bro. Wife for like 10-15 years.
All right, what about
you got kids and shit?
Kids and shit, two.
Still not long enough.
Like, I mean,
wife or girlfriend. Alright, so that means y'all already went through the boyfriend-girlfriend phase.
Yeah.
Y'all already went through like engaged.
Y'all probably,
so y'all been together.
Yeah, y'all have a family.
Y'all have a whole family together.
So like, I feel like, how young am I?
Like 30, I would say.
30.
Yeah,
early
30s. I probably wouldn't get married again.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
but ever or?
Yeah, ever. Nah, I probably.
If you find the right person,
it's not that late, bro. People be getting married
I'm saying personally, I wouldn't want to get married twice.
Yeah, I
wouldn't want to get married twice.
I feel you on that one. I don't think I want to get married twice. Because just do the whole thing again.
Yeah, just do the whole. That's like a lot of process. And then like all that paperwork and sign. I'm not saying I'm lazy and shit. And I wouldn't want to do that, bro. I'm just saying like After once marriage, I mean, I'm not finna get married like more. Like, I don't want to be labeled as that nigga in my family.
You don't need to be that nigga.
Or he had like three wives. Cause like
do y'all have that?
It's crazy. Cause like,
we got some uncles like that and stuff.
That's what
like
I'm saying
that.
It could be on some shit like, oh, my wife died and I found this girl. To me and her actually had a bond. People will look at it like, oh, you had two wives or you had three wives. They don't look at the whole backstory.
I mean, that's people looking in the outside.
That's outside looking in. That's, we talk about this almost every episode. That's crazy, man.
But like, yeah, I think. All right, so if you were with somebody for 10 years, yeah, about 2 or 3 years. Yeah,
10 years?
No, 10 years.
That's.
Your case probably like a year or so, man.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you're just dating and you don't plan on like marrying anybody like in the future, like after that. Dating is way different from like marriage.
So I mean, you never know what's gonna happen until you really get there. Because I mean, you can be like, "Oh, I'm in love," type shit.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, hey, man, say, man.
Because you could. Go
ahead. I was gonna say, do you think that like it would be more of more like you need somebody else, or could you just live off of like family?
You can live
off
your family, stuff like that. Because I feel like you don't really need a person in your life to make you completely happy. That's as long as you got people showing you love and respect in the same way.
Cause like, think about it like this, like how y'all say, like if you had a family, like, you know, like, alright, so cause this happens a lot in the world. Like, mm-hmm. you got a whole family, probably like 2-3 kids, a dog, a cat, fucking a fish, I don't know. And like, you know, either the husband or the mother dies, and like usually they don't even move on for it, cause like, alright, I still got my family here. They're pretty much like, they still love me. I know they like, they feeling the same thing I'm feeling right now.
Mm-hmm.
I know nobody out there is gonna have the same feeling as like, you know, we're going through as of right now.
Yeah, no,
so,
definitely.
Yeah, that's where like some people don't even, you know.
Yeah, I definitely feel you on that one. Yeah, because I was like, basically, yeah, I feel like you don't really need that need for like companionship and that type of aspect, just simply because, I mean, as long as you got your kids and stuff like that showing you love.
Of course. So yeah, so that's exactly what I was saying.
Anything
like
that. There's no really need to try to like necessarily fill that void so soon.
Exactly. Exactly. That's exactly what I was saying. Like, I mean, because like I said, put yourself in like, I ain't trying to say like, you know, Lord forbid anybody to lose anybody in the future and all that. But like, put yourself in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but you know, think it like depends on
like,
or you can, so you really don't need a another person if you don't want to.
Right? If you really don't want to, but I mean, like, I mean,
it all depends on your personal thing. But yeah. Like, you know, that's what I'm saying. Because
a lot of people I know, there's a lot of like females, there's a lot of males that they feel like they have to have somebody. Mm-hmm. I feel like you should never try to make yourself like you have to necessarily have somebody. Like you be dependent on somebody.
Or like the dude in the Up movie situation.
Yeah, like he
didn't have no.
You got no. He ain't, because
I mean, he was with that girl for years. Yeah,
he was with
since
that girl
he was a
for years. He was in love with that girl like since he was a kid. Like,
and I feel like if you really like love somebody like that, like love somebody.
And like, so they ain't dying until like they was like
they was old.
They were a little older. They had a little age on them. So like they've been together like Jamel said, as like jits, like.
They was out there just like that. Like that's love right there.
That's love
man.
Right
them
there.
The niggas hadn't up. That was love right there. And he was like, I'm not gonna move on. And I'm gonna keep on like moving on in her memory. But first of all, like I think if you get that old, it's kind of a little too late.
Yeah, it's late. Nah, that's fucking Christian Mingle.
Oh,
but like, backtracking a little bit, fucking, you know, like how you said, you know, if I'm 30 and my wife died and it's been like 2 years or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're like you said, you're kind of young.
Yeah.
So some time passed, you probably want to like get back in the game, or as to which, you know.
Actually, you still got it.
You know, see if I can still got it. I'm trying to hump on something real quick. You know what I'm saying? Like, this pocket pussy not working.
Oh.
Yes, I said it. What?
Chill. I'm done.
But yeah. So, in that aspect, how many years?
I feel like, if we're talking about wife, then I'll wait like at least 3 to 5 years.
3 to 5 years.
That's just me.
You said the wife somebody.
Wife. If my wife died, I'll wait 3 to 5 years.
Oh yeah. I was saying because I keep thinking. Forgive me, talking about death.
Yeah. No. If my wife, died, then it's like 3 to 5 years. But if it's like my girlfriend that died, I still like wait, like because like
I still would be respectful to her.
That's not no good. Like I'm like because like it depends. Like because people really like love their girlfriends.
Yeah.
So like. I'm not finna just move on after you die because you died. Like, you left my life like way unexpectedly and shit. So I'm like, well, damn.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hurting. I'm not like, and I'm not gonna get the same feeling as I got from like with me and her from this girl or that girl. That's what I'm saying. Cause like, it's not nobody that can match her energy because she's the only person. Like, she's the only her there is in this world type shit. So yeah, I'll probably, like girlfriend wise, I'll probably like, depending on how deep, probably like a year or two.
All right, so let's switch this up. All right, so what if she just breaks up with you?
All right,
your wife for 35 years breaks up with you.
That shit's crazy.
Oh,
man, I'm like,
look, man, I'm not feeling this anymore.
That's more like, what the fuck? Like, did I waste my whole time? Did I waste my time from like basically them 35 years or like play? Like, cause it's probably gonna be more than just 35 years, and like, that's like time. Cause honestly, I know a couple right now that's been together for some time. I'm talking like from middle school. I ain't gonna say no names, but I know a couple that been together for some time. I think I already touched.
Oh yeah, you did say something.
But if y'all know that episode when I said that, then you know. If you don't, probably you should go back and listen to the other 10 episodes we got out there. But yeah, if she up and leave like that, I'm like, wow.
That's crazy because I was like, damn, like, because that like, does make you think, like, damn, like, bro, all this time wasted, bro.
All this time wasted. I feel like, you get a fuck. That's a clown badge, nigga. That's ridiculous. Like a fucking clown.
Yeah, that's fucked up right there, man.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like we have been talking a while on this thing, but, like, what if you think that was the one, though?
Yeah. I feel like that hurts even more.
Yeah, especially like you feel like you put your all into it. You feel like you did everything right. You stayed faithful.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Did know a couple like that, and then something happened, and like I mean, they did look like the perfect couple for real.
That's the thing when it comes to stuff like that. If you're not that person, you're basically just on the outside looking in. Pretty
looking
much.
In exactly. And like honestly, some people can have like, damn, I love this girl to the fucking moon and back, or like, damn, I love this boy, pause to the moon and back type shit. But like, you could swear up and down that y'all feeling the same feelings, but like, it's only you at the end of the day that's having those feelings type shit.
And that sucks for the niggas that don't notice that. Like, the time we was at the group you did, and like, the guy was all on the girl, and she was like, oh, like, kind of like, yeah, and like, all right, nigga, like, chill out. Yeah, yeah. It was OD. It was that AJ was had a group and stuff like that. And like you could tell, the guy was like really in love with this girl, but then the girl was like, chill out, dude.
Yeah, I remember that shit.
That boy is simp.
People that boy got broke up with, bro. Yeah, because I ain't finna tell the story right now. Like,
yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, that man was, he was OD.
Yeah, nah, but you know, shorten it up. Yeah, he was like basically a little escape room joint. You know, they was in the escape room. He was trying to like fill up on her and shit. And she was like, man, you gonna get the fuck up off me? It's escape room time. She was like nudging him and shit.
Like, come on, like,
get up on him. Like, what are you doing? Stop playing.
But anyway, y'all comfortable with y'all sexuality?
You always say this, and I don't know what to say.
Y'all
comfortable with y'all sexuality? If I rubbed your thigh passionately right now, you wouldn't get no ideas, would you?
No, I'd be more kind of like, why are you rubbing my thigh?
It means y'all kind of comfortable with y'all sexuality then.
So like that means, so for you to be uncomfortable with the sexuality, it's like.
It's like, oh, what do you mean? Like, bro, like, chill, bro. Like, don't be touching on me like that. Like, shit like that.
Or, like, having second thoughts. Like,
I might just have to kiss this nigga.
Like, something like that. Like, damn, so that you kinda, mean like that? I'm
have to kiss this nigga.
That kind of felt good when he caressed my thigh like that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm coming to my sexuality. All right, so I've been saying this for years, man. I'm so comfortable with my sexuality that I know that I like women, that I could kiss you, and I wouldn't feel no ways about it. I know I'm not gay. No offense to anybody that is, but
yeah, no offense.
So, yeah. I mean, and by doing that, what are you showing? What are you proving that you're comfortable with?
Is that I'm comfortable with my sexuality. I can kiss you in your neck and lick your earlobe,
and just be
okay with it.
But well, so, personal space, man.
Hey, man, personal space, But all this is me proving my
your point. I want to know that you're straight.
Yeah.
So kiss me and let's see if you
feel the same way.
Yeah. No. What?
No. I can accept the fact that I like women and only women, right?
Yeah.
So for me to be comfortable with my sexuality. So let me try to put it a spin so I can try to understand it better.
Uh-huh.
So I like women, right?
Yep.
You like women. Yep. You know, most of the dudes we hang out with, they like girls.
Mm-hmm.
So say a homosexual, a homosexual dude comes like we at like Walmart or some shit, food or whatever. He comes to you like, damn, pretty boy, slaps your butt.
Yeah.
And you not reacting.
All right. So I feel like the reaction of you, like reacting to him slapping your ass,
it's gonna determine the outcome of everything.
Yeah, basically, like, oh, because people who trip about somebody smacking their ass, something like that, is probably not comfortable with their sexuality.
So like, what do you mean by that? Like, comfortable with your sexuality.
I mean, I feel like, no.
Does
like
that
me,
mean, because, I mean.
Like, dudes don't like getting their ass touched anyway. Like,
I don't care about nobody touching my butt. Like
I be tweaking out when, like.
I feel like you're using the wrong word
butt.
For this, though.
What do you mean?
Comfortable.
So, you reacting that, like, someone touching you.
So, like, basically, when you mean, like, react to somebody touching you, like, fucking.
Sorry, so you know what people, like, you ever seen guys just start just geeking, like, straight up geeking, like, oh, bro, why you touch my ass, bro? I'm gonna beat your ass, bro.
You
shouldn't geek like that. I feel like somebody smack ass like.
If it's like a little tap, like, man, come on, bro, chill out, dude, like type shit. But like if somebody's like kinda, like for real, like straight hand, I'm talking like
straight palming my ass, palm ass cheeks.
That's different. Like I'll be like, whoa, you really on some shit. Like you might have to shoot him type shit. But like if it's like a little like a game, like a little tap, like if it's like I ain't saying.
Had it, baby.
Point blank, period. I'm gonna say this right here. Don't touch my ass. That's just me. Don't touch my ass.
But if
I don't want to say nothing to make me sound kind of fruity, but I'm just saying, like, niggas nowadays, they playful.
I feel like you should be able to play like that without it being, like, a big concern.
Like, a lot of dude groups, they play, like, amongst each other, yo, you looking kind of cute today, man.
And the ladies don't be getting that twisted, like, we out here playing grab ass and shit.
Oh, God.
And cutting
y'all be,
and I hate that
like,
shit,
if anything,
bro.
Girl groups are way gayer than guy groups.
That's what I'm saying. Y'all
acting on this shit. Y'all be like, oh, when I see you, I'm gonna suck your titties. You really suck your titties at a house. Weirdo. I don't be fucking sucking dick. What the fuck is wrong with y'all?
I mean, so if you.
Well, what?
No. I was gonna say. No. So if you react in a bad way, you think you're not comfortable with your sexuality?
When I see somebody react in a way where you're trying to fight somebody for grabbing your ass, that makes me feel like that you're a little, you know. You might be starting to question your sexuality a little bit like that. You're not really comfortable with your sexuality.
So this is how you think.
This is how I think. Yes, a lot of people don't think how I think.
No, I mean, no.
I mean, it could be facts.
That's what I'm saying. It could be facts. Like it makes sense in a way because like, you gotta think about what the word comfortable means. So like, what you're comfortable in your skin, right?
Like, I know, like,
Are you comfortable with the life you live as of right now?
Yeah.
So yeah, that's comfortability. Like, that's like, you know, when you're at your house, you're comfortable because you know you're safe. You're at your house, right? Mm-hmm. All right. So, same thing with sexuality. You're comfortable with the fact that you like girls and only girls, right? Yeah. And it makes you uncomfortable when people of the, like, they don't have the same, you know, mindset as you. It makes you kind of uncomfortable when they come around and try to push their, like.
Does that not mean I'm uncomfortable with their sexuality?
Yeah, that makes you seem like, no, I mean, not, is really, that not what necessarily, because I mean, I feel like if you're reacting.
Oh, wait, would that be considered homophobic?
Just like, a little bit.
What do you mean? Like, if, like.
Well, I feel like everybody should be, you know.
If I'm comfortable with my sexuality, doesn't that mean I'm comfortable with straight things, though?
What you mean?
Like, I mean, I don't know what.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of get where you're going.
I'm just trying to get it a little bit more. So, if.
Y'all need me to come up with another scenario?
Just do it.
All right, say that. All right, so I come over across this table. I caress your shoulders.
Okay.
I begin to kiss on your neck. You push me off. Like, bro, I'm going to beat your ass. So to me, that makes me, not like that, because you know I'm a straight man.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're a straight man.
Mm-hmm.
But if you react like that, I'm like, oh, well, this guy must not be comfortable with sexuality right now.
That's, no. That's,
see, that's what I'm saying.
No,
that's what I'm saying.
That's different. That's like, all right.
Like, so I could do all right, not so it, straight things, but be straight.
Right, that's gotta, okay. All right, let's think about actors right now. Somebody. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you got it. Like, all right.
Oh, but that's. I mean, that's acting. You people do anything for acting.
I mean, yeah, but I'm, yeah, like,
I want you to jump off this building
for acting. Nigga, usually people that have those parts in like in movies and shit, they usually get stunt people to do that shit.
What do you mean, kiss?
Yeah, I mean, or yeah, jump off the building. No, I'm talking about, yeah, but I'm talking about also is like. Stunt, I mean, kissing too.
You get stunt devils for that too?
No.
It's like,
no,
go kiss
no.
that nigga for me, man. I'm alone with that shit.
I mean, that's acting though.
You get bread for that. Like, you get bread for that. You probably get way more.
Alright, so we talking about bread for that stuff like that. You suck dick for $1 million?
Damn.
Age old question. I mean, it gotta be answered.
You really laid it on us, bro.
Hey, man, say
that.
That
shit crazy. I came out of nowhere. damn. Well,
so, alright. If you got paid with them, you get paid $100,000 an episode for this show that you're doing, but every episode you gotta kiss this boy. Is that not the same thing though?
Kinda.
But this that's like saying like I gotta kiss that nigga. So you said I get $100,000. So I gotta make 10 episodes, and that 10th episode I gotta suck his dick to get the whole.
I'm saying you just gotta kiss him.
So I gotta kiss him for 10 days straight.
I guess you could put it like that, but
because you said a million, right?
Huh?
No, he said a billion.
This is a no. I said a million for the.
Oh, you
that's
said a million.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he said a million, right?
This is separate from what Pablo said.
Yeah.
I know what I'm saying, but so I'm just doing it for one time. That's just 100,000. Like, so how many episodes am I doing? That's
doing a couple.
I guess
10. You said 10 episodes, right?
That's a million.
Oh.
Oh, I mean, I don't want to put it like. All right, let me cut it down. 50,000.
All right, so 50,000 episode. Okay. Oh, so it's just like whenever they call me, if it's up to me if I.
All right, AJ, kissing.
Yeah, basically.
I'm like,
all right, action.
So it's my choice, right? I don't.
What do you mean? It's your choice.
I'd rather kiss a nigga before I suck his dick.
But all right, think about it. All right, that's still a lot
like,
of money.
Pause, but like still like.
You said a million.
Million straight up.
That's a mil. No, but I don't want to say it like that. That's not even like above what other people are saying. I hope you're saying a billion, man.
Hey, man. That's $1 million.
But someone says a million.
You got to think about it.
Y'all tripping, bro.
That's a lot of money. Like,
that's a lot of money. Like, you got to think about the type of situation I'm in right now.
The way the economy set up. Yeah, I remember when
I'd be like, hey, can I? I was like, is this going to be a straight up check or am I going to get in like small payments? That's exactly what I'm going to ask.
No, I want it straight up all cash. Cash money.
Damn, what if he gave you like. Actually, he's like, I would give it to you after he gave you a.
Oh, man.
He sent you $100 million. No, I mean $1 million of stock worth of Best Buy. Not Best Buy. What's it called? Blockbuster stock.
I'll be like, this motherfucker.
Like, bro. They turned one of those down. All right,
so now I do have a little stipulations. I ain't catching nothing.
What you mean?
Nah, I know what that
Y'all should know what the hell
I'm doing. Oh, wait. Are you asking for the answer?
No.
Oh, no. I'm just saying.
I know what that
means. Not catching on.
Nah, that's what other question.
Oh, what the fuck?
That's where the other question comes in. How long am I gonna have to do it for me to get the whole million?
Hey man, you gotta be comfortable with your skills, bro.
I kiss a nigga for 50,000.
This ain't no would you rather, nigga. This is that one thing. This is that's Pablo thing. This is my thing.
Okay, well,
no, I was just trying to put it like
you trying to like. All right, no, I wouldn't do it. I mean, you gotta up the bread. You gotta up
the bread, nigga. That's $1 million.
You gotta up
the
bread. That's
how many thousands in a million?
You gotta like
how many thousands in a million?
10 of them motherfuckers.
10,000. That'd be $10,000.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying, bro. You gotta think about the math I'm playing now. You got all right. So you saying it depends on your skill? What do you mean? Like how? It depends on how long I gotta do it for me to if it's gonna be a yes or no.
Nigga, to completion.
No, no.
I'm not gonna pay you $1 million to get me half off.
Nah, I'm definitely paying. You bet. I had to adjust my butt. Butt hurt, but yeah, I can't do it for me. I'm sorry.
Just a mil.
Come on, Pablo.
Yes, man, I don't know.
Team dick suck.
But like, all right. Remember we had this conversation plenty of times.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone got to know?
Oh, which one?
Anyone got to know? You tell your whole family.
Yeah, dude.
He
gonna keep it on the hush because I mean he don't want nobody to know either.
So
gonna keep it on the hush.
It's like between you and him type thing.
And him, but I mean you're bound to see him at least one to two times in the next couple years.
No, bro. I'm not gonna do it because all right. You know how you just think about having a dick in your mouth right now. That's weird as fuck. I'm not. That's what I'm saying. Hell no, I can't do it.
Hey man, y'all tripping. Y'all not thinking of the bigger picture.
But does that mean I'm not comfortable with my sexuality?
That's what I was thinking. I was like, does that make you seem like you're not comfortable?
You're not comfortable with your sexuality.
If I had a dick in my mouth, and I could still be straight, is that what you're saying?
No,
that's my personal opinion.
No, they just for the simple.
Dang, that's another question. But we gonna say that one for another day, man. But so you doing it? You not?
No, I'm not.
My boy's not coming with y'all sexuality, bro. I'm disappointed in y'all, man. First of all, if I'm sucking up, hypothetical, if I'm sucking dick, why would I be thinking about sucking dick? I'd be thinking about that $1 million. Two hands sucking stroke. $1 million, man. $500,000.
First thing you gonna buy with that mill?
Oh, yeah, first thing I'm gonna buy with the mill, I'm like, man, what the hell I'm gonna get, bro?
Get a Tesla truck.
Get
me some fucking Tesla. Get a goddamn Bentley.
That motion's too. Oh, man.
Hey man, a two hand sucking stroke. Hey man, I guarantee you, bro. I'm out of there in 10 minutes.
Oh wow,
that's OD, man.
Out there in 10 minutes. Y'all niggas fed up.
I'm just trying to get through.
It's gonna be a no for me, dog.
Y'all boys tripping, bro.
It's gonna be a no for me, dog. I keep that me.
But I think this is gonna do it for the episode 11 of the 720 podcast.
Hey, man.
Breaks out of here, AJ.
I got you. Hey, man. Episode 11, you know, had to get back in this bitch for the one song.
You did.
You know what I'm saying? You know,
felt like a while, right?
Felt
like a long time.
Hey, bro, it's getting dark outside, I think.
It is.
Hey, man. But yeah, y'all be safe. 6 feet apart, you know, still quarantined. But guess what, little niggas? We get off quarantine in like, what's that, 3 days, nigga?
That's cat, bro. I'm telling you, everybody about to get sick.
Seen
ATL? Was it Atlanta? Yeah, Atlanta. You seen Atlanta? Hey, bro, as soon as we get our quarantine, I'm going to a car show, bro. But nah, real talk, y'all niggas be safe. Y'all 6 feet apart, wash your hands.
Cinco de Mayo.
Happy Cinco de Mayo. You know, Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday.
Yes, sir. We have to participate in that tonight. But yeah, guess what? 17YB drops new shit out on all platforms. Y'all go listen to that raw, you know. But, hey, other than that, y'all boys have a good night. Y'all have a good day.